Mr. Ban praised the historic global feat of ratifying the Paris Agreement to keep temperature rises to less than 2 degrees, which will come into force now in less than a month. But that and a curb on aviation emissions had come not a moment too soon. Everyone in the room, he said, knew that the Arctic ice cap was melting before our eyes. And in a single day last month, ice the size of England had disappeared, representing 3 times the usual rate. It was time to turn words into deeds before it's too late, implored the UN chief.
When the Arctic suffers, the world feels the pain. And when the planet is under assault, the Arctic is likewise a casualty. The Arctic is a ground zero for climate change. Scientists tell us it is warming more quickly than the rest of the planet. Scientists, the most pessimistic estimate, are being overtaken by events on the ground.
Mr. Ban said more resources were needed to help developing countries cut emissions, and governments needed to reach consensus next week in Rwanda when ozone-depleting hydrofluorocarbons could be phased out through an amendment to the Montreal Protocol. This, he said, could prevent up to half a degree of warming by the end of the century. What happens in the Arctic affects us all, he added, but none more so than the many indigenous peoples of the Arctic Circle who are being hit hardest through little fault of their own. Matthew Wells, United Nations.